From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of May 9th and May 16th, 2022. This episode is part of a series this year of episodes related to trees and shrubs. That's part of New Spring Waltz by the late Madeline McNeil, who was a well-known and highly regarded musician based in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. Each new spring brings a chance to focus on the life cycles of wildlife. This mid-spring episode of Water Radio explores some connections among nesting birds, trees, and water. Have a listen for about 30 seconds to three mystery sounds and see if you know these three bird species who nest in trees near water, either always or at least sometimes. And here's a hint. You'll be singing a melodious trill if you hit this mystery out of the park. If you guessed two warblers and an oriole, you're right. And you get bodacious bird bragging rights if you recognized first the prothonotary warbler, second the northern parula, also a kind of warbler, and third the bird for which Baltimore's baseball team is named, the Baltimore Oriole. All three of these songbirds are found in Virginia in the spring and summer breeding season. During that period, the prothonotary warbler is common in Virginia's central and southern coastal plain and can occasionally be found in some other parts of the Commonwealth. The Baltimore oriole is common outside of the coastal plain, and the northern parula is common statewide. The three species show a range of attachment to waterside trees as their nesting habitat. The prothonotary warbler is particularly known for nesting in cavities in trees around water. In fact, the bird is sometimes called the swamp warbler in the southeastern United States. The northern parula typically nests in trees along rivers and wetlands, especially in areas where it can find the materials it prefers for making its hanging nests, Spanish moss or a kind of stringy lichen. This bird is also known to make nests out of debris left in trees after floods. The Baltimore oriole is the least water attached of the three species, being found nesting high in trees in many areas outside of deep woods, including parks and yards. However, stream sides are among the species' preferred areas for the bird's fibrous hanging nests. If you're near streams, rivers, or wetlands, and you see or hear any of these three birds, look to nearby trees for cavities or hanging materials that may be harboring the bird's next generation. Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use the bird sounds from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. Thanks also to Janita Baker of Blue Lion Dulcimers and Guitars for permission to use Madeline McNeil's music. And we close with about 25 more seconds of New Spring Waltz. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.